Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
My man, Scott Cuddy, of course, the mighty Tower of Power, bringing us in there with a little bit of soul vaccination for anybody that might be suffering from that disease known as honkypox. Good morning. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer whose work can be seen 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com. Of course, we are broadcasting live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, of course, worldwide on the fabulous internet. In fact, you can go to my website right now and hit up all my guests today. Of course, we're going to do an hour of female boxing. That's right, female fisticuffs for the first hour. Well, not entirely all female fisticuffs, because we'll bring in Larry Merchant and wish him a very, very happy birthday. Larry's turning 39 today. Yeah, right. Anyway, we'll talk about Larry Merchant, about his birthday and his longevity at HBO and all that kind of good stuff before we get to the females. But we expect three fantastic female champions today. We'll also be joined by Marianne Owen, who's sort of a boxing manager, a lady that's trying to bring back female boxing to the level it was a decade ago. I mean, a decade ago, female boxing was the rage. I mean, you had them on all the cards. Promoter Don Chargan would have them on his cards in Sacramento. I mean, Lucia Riker was chasing Christy Martin around. Layla Ali, Joe Frazier's daughter, was boxing. I mean, boxing, as far as females were concerned, has sort of taken a decline as far as popularity is concerned, and I wonder why. So I'm going to bring on three or four guests today. We'll talk about that for the entire first hour. Of course, our second hour today of Ring Talk Live Worldwide will be about all MMA. That's right, MMA in the second hour today of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free phone line, when I say toll-free, I mean toll-free all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Jamaica, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Remember this name, SleepMax PM. Sleep deprivation in America is becoming a major killer, leading to a breakdown of the immune system. It also leads to bad judgment and accidents. Over-the-counter remedies can become addictive or cause increased drowsiness or headaches the next day. SleepMax PM is 100% safe and effective. It contains no drugs. If you want to wake up feeling refreshed, use SleepMax PM, nature's nighttime sleep aid. Available at all Walgreens stores and at SleepMaxPM.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Never, never have I skated on thin ice. I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Airwave, folks, having defended that title now for better than 27 years. My next guest, well, if you know anything about female boxing, she is the rage. I mean, she has got a good record. She is 7-1 with four KOs and three draws. I'm talking about Ava Knight of Northern California. Where you at up there in Oroville?
Chico.
Chico. Say in Oroville, Chico, what's the difference?
Orville's a little run down, and Chico's got a little better crowd.
Is Chico still wild as far as the bars are concerned? I remember I used to go up there and go to a couple of the bars back in my college days, and it was pretty wild up there. In fact, Kevin Perry, one of my writers, went to Chico State and graduated from there, and it was known as a party town. Is it still a big party town?
It is still a big party town, but it's calmed down a lot.
Okay. Talk to me about women's professional boxing. Where do you think it is right now? I mean, why is it 10 years ago it was the rage? I mean, promoters couldn't wait to get female fighters on their cards, and now you guys are fighting to get fights. Why?
I just think that the turn of events happened. Females started fighting for different reasons. The attraction was different. You know, there were good fighters back then, but then after that, they started turning into more of an image of what women should look like. And then they started putting on cat fights on TV, and I think that ruined female boxing, you know, as far as giving us
Hold on. My listeners are out there scratching their heads. Some of them are going, well, what's a cat fight?
Well, you know, you put two girls in the ring who really haven't been
schooled
for too long, you know, and... Okay. It just ends up as a mess.
Okay, you know, I'm looking at some of the some of boxing history as far as with female fighters are concerned. I think the first one was in 1876 here in the United States. In 1904, Nell Sanders and Rose Harlan fought to a four-round decision. Guess what the purse was?
No, I have no idea.
Take a guess. Come on, take a guess.
Let's see. $2,000?
1904, you got to be kidding. They fought for a butter dish.
Okay, 1904, all right.
1904, how old are you?
I'm 23.
You're 23, and of course you're trained by the great Ben Batista here in the city by the bay, San Francisco. In fact, I believe he was just named Northern California Trainer of the Year by the United States Amateur Boxing Association, ABF, call it whatever you want. But Ben's a good guy. What does Ben bring to the table with you guys? I mean, you guys seem to make a good team. Tell me what makes this team click.
He brings a good look to it. He's fixed all the problems I've had. He brings out this side of me that, you know, I haven't been able to bring out. And he just welcomed me to his gym like family, you know. Boxers are like family, and he just put me right in it.
Well, you know, he's a good kid. I've known him a long, long time. I mean, a long time, maybe 10, 15 years now. And he's got a kid that boxes. One of his son is a pretty accomplished little boxer. In fact, the last time I saw him fight, I think he weighed about 65 or 70 pounds. So He sort of reminds me of me because when I first started, I was at 65, 70 pounds, somewhere around there. And that was a long, long time ago. I don't even want to talk about that. But so what's next for you? Now, do you hold a title right now?
Yeah, I hold the IBF flyweight world title.
Okay, that's 112 pounds for the people out there that are trying to say, well, what's a flyweight? The flyweight's 112 pounds. And when do you fight again?
We're supposed to be getting them fight next month, March 24th.
Where?
We have some interest in Mexico, so hopefully Guadalajara is the spot, and they're looking at the number one contender right now from Thailand.
Okay, when you go to Mexico, have you ever fought outside the country before?
Only in Mexico.
And ain't that easy, is it? I mean, it's sort of like I've always felt that when American boxers go south of the border, they've got like to win just a little bit more convincingly than normal, or they're going to get the shaft. What do you think about that?
I agree with that. The first time I went down there, it was one of the worst experiences I've ever had, you know, just inside and outside the ring. And they just did whatever they could to put me down, and it worked. And since it was the beginning of my career, it took a toll on me. But I learned from it the second time, and I went down there last year in October, and we went there to knock her out because we knew we weren't going to get, you know, that respect that, you know, from the U.S. So we did our job, and, you know, Ben had a plan, and we planned it out, and we knocked the girl out. So we got our fair share there.
Okay, first televised fight was in 1954 with Barbara Butrick. Man, that goes back a ways. That's like, God, that's almost 60 years ago. But that's when boxing, female boxing, first hit the national television scene. 1975, Nevada decided to legalize or to sanction women's boxing. 1979, the ACLU sued the state of California and won the right for women to box. And now women are going to be in the 2012 Olympic Games. How do you feel about that?
I think it's great. I think we're finally getting our shake at it, you know. It's sad to say that this is the last thing that we had to do, you know, was get women in the Olympics for boxing. But it's finally there, and I think now it's going to put us in the light. They're going to see how good us women really are and how exciting we can be.
Why is it, and I think I asked you this before when we've talked before, but why is it when women come to fight, you know, a lot of guys come to fight, and you see them dog it. Like Shane Mosley, when he fought Manny Pacquiao, he got knocked down the first time. He fought like a girl. I mean, he fought like a sissy the rest of the time. He didn't try to initiate things. Didn't want to have any contact. I mean, some guys you see get into fights, they just want to go 10 rounds and get paid, and they won't take any risk. But women, they put it all out there.
You know, I think us women, we have to do it for the love of the sport, you know, because we can't do it for the money. And when we go out there dogging each other, it's like we're out there for the same thing, for respect and, you know, just to do what we love. You know, if we were getting millions of dollars, I'm sure I'd be dogging everybody out there just to get my paycheck, but it's not like that. So, you know, I just go in there with a good attitude and just get do what I have to do, and afterwards, once it's over, you know, you're still back to the same person you were.
Okay. Ava Knight's our guest, folks. She is the IBF flyweight champion of the world. She's out of Chico, California, not Oroville, California. That's still Yolo County, right?
It's Butte County.
Butte County?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'll tell you, if you ever get pulled over in Yolo County, believe me, listen to what the police say. Don't do what I did. I refused to get out of the car one time, and they put a gun in my face, and it wasn't a pleasant experience. So if you get pulled over up there, please do what the police say. And then take that back. Anytime you get pulled over by the police, do what they say, but especially in Yolo County or in Placerville. Placerville is another speed trap. So you'll be fighting in Mexico, and what do you expect out of this girl from Thailand? Have you seen any films of her?
I've got her name, and I checked out one video. You know, I'm really not one to just sit there and stare at a video. I really don't watch boxing that much at all, but I just watch it. I just want to see three main things. Is she better? Is she stronger? And is she faster? Because, you know, those are the three main things I'm worried about. I let Ben take care of all the technique, and he'll study, and he'll get the plan out. But I just want to make sure in my mind that I'm coming out. You know, I know I'm going to win.
Okay. What do you think about women in MMA now? I mean, women are starting to make their mark, especially in Bellator and Strikeforce. The UFC, Dana White, the president, says no women in the foreseeable future as far as the Ultimate Fighting Championships are concerned. But, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen these girls go on Bellator or on Strikeforce, but there's some talented women.
Yeah, you know, women in any sport is going to be great. You know, we're just as passionate about it as the men. But, you know, I really haven't seen any of the women MMA fights. I'm not a big MMA fan. But
It's taking over, baby.
I support women as a general.
It's MMA. You know what? Whether you want to admit it or not, MMA surpassed boxing in popularity in 2006. So, I mean, they are doing big numbers. Boxing is doing okay numbers. I mean, of course, the big fights like like Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, when they fight, of course, they're drawing like 1.4 million homes on pay-per-view or 1.25 million homes on pay-per-view. That's what Pacquiao had 1.4, Floyd and Victor Ortiz had 1.25 million homes on pay-per-view. But for the most part, you know, boxing pay-per-views are less than 50,000 buys per pay-per-view. But yet, when you look at the world of MMA, they're getting an average of 250,000 homes per pay-per-view, not counting the super big shows. And I think that might be a testament to the fact that I think boxing needs to step up its game a little bit. In other words, you know, boxing sort of reminds me in Lehman Brewster, the former heavyweight champion of the world, a man that knocked out a Klitschko, Vladimir Klitschko, one time. He was on the show a couple of months ago, and he said that boxing reminds him of a woman wearing a dress below her knees, and that MMA reminds him of a woman wearing a bikini. In other words, the bikini is more like modern day. In other words, in that boxing is sort of stuck in the old days. Do you think boxing's suffering from a reputation of being old and stale?
No, I don't think that's it at all. I think the new generation is finding out that boxing is really hard, and it takes a really dedicated person to be a boxer. While, not to offend anybody, but, you know, I think anybody off the street can walk into an MMA gym and do halfway decent, you know, knowing a little bit of wrestling, knowing how to punch a little bit. You know, it's less rules. So, you know, you put some more rules behind it, give you a certain area to hit, a certain way to do it, and all aerobic, you know, and strength exercise, it makes it really hard.
You know, I used to fight at the Concord Pavilion. I went undefeated and won 2 Golden Glove championships over at the Concord Pavilion in Concord, California. And I was talking with a friend of mine last night who invited me to an event over on Clayton Road in Concord. And it brought back the days when I used to have to go over there and weigh in. And sometimes I would starve for 2 days. I'd eat like a couple of pieces of broccoli and some brown rice. My mother would put a little meat sauce on it and this and that to try to add some flavor to it. Have you ever starved before a fight? Because I remember one fight, I think it was 83 or 84 for the title, and I almost went into like, I almost fainted from not eating. Have you ever stretched it that far? Do you have a problem making weight at all?
No, I've never had a problem making weight. Most of my fights have been higher than the weight classes that I walk around in, so it's usually not a problem. But the smallest, I weighed in at 108 was the smallest I ever went down. And I don't think I ate the day before, but the whole plane ride and everything had me, I think, about a whole pound over when I weighed in. So I had to jump rope it off. But I never really had to starve myself. You know, I did a little water weight thing right the day before. I won't drink too much water, but making weight isn't too hard for me.
People don't realize that water is a killer when it comes to making weight, huh?
Yeah, that's what weighs you down. You know, your body is pretty much all water, so, you know, stretching and getting rid of it too fast also can hurt your body.
Yep. Ava Knight, I want to wish you the best of luck in Mexico. You're a classy lady, and, of course, I think we met at that boxing luncheon one time a few months ago, and you're beautiful as well.
Thank you.
Okay, so you take good care and say hello to Double B, Ben Batista, for me.
All right, I will.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2. Of course, all this stuff is on my website, ringtalk.com. Next up, before we bring in our next female guest, we'll talk with Larry Murch and wish him a very happy birthday. Your turn to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Time to bring in the Godfather himself. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Murch. And Larry, how the heck are you?
It is an honor, without question, to wish my next guest a happy birthday. Of course, I'm talking about the Godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant. Larry, what can I say? Happy birthday number 39.
Well, I do have finally understood what the true meaning of 9 times 9 is.
No, but I mean, like, most people most people listening don't realize who Jack Benny was, but Jack Benny was forever and a day 39 years old. I am 39 years old forever and a day, and I consider you 39 forever and a day. And I just want to tell you that besides happy birthday, I want to bestow upon you I respect you more than I respect most people in this entire world. In fact, you're probably in the top five as far as people I respect. And I'm not talking about the boxing world. I'm talking about the world at large.
Well, that's very kind of you. It's my wife, Patricia, is the one who's adopted the 39-year-old mandate.
Okay, well, without question, though, what are your plans for your birthday?
Nothing. Just hanging out with family, lunch, dinner, good stuff like that. I have some family back east. They flew out for the 80th last year. I don't expect them to do that for 81. Enjoy the good Southern California weather and have a few smiles.
Okay, you don't look and you don't feel 81. You don't act 81. What's your secret?
I don't know. I've been telling people that there's a saying that's been passed down through my family for centuries, which is that it's better to be good than lucky, because you can always be good, but you can't always be lucky. And but I've been lucky too, lucky with meeting people who are important in my life, lucky to be on one show on one network for a generation. I take care of myself. I try to take care of myself physically and have fun and not worry about things I can't control, and maintain my passion for the things I do.
Well, I truly respect you. I truly thank you. Go out and have a wonderful day. Enjoy your birthday, sir. You are the godfather of the HBO crew, and what can I say? It's an honor to speak with you when I do, and I know my listeners are out there right now are saying, happy birthday, Larry. Happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Pedro.
The godfather himself, Larry Merchant, taped that about 45 minutes ago because he had a lunch date with his family. But is he just the greatest? I mean, come on. I mean, you can love him, but you can't hate him. I mean, a lot of people say, I don't like Larry Merchant. You know, he tells it like it is. Well, I tell it like it is, and some people are offended by that, because I'm so brutally honest, be it in a relationship, be it as far as my website's concerned. I know I wrote a couple stories this week that offended some people because I sort of implied that Custy Amato, the great trainer of Mike Tyson, Floyd Patterson, Jose Torres, people like that, that he might have been gay because he shared an apartment, a studio apartment, with Jim Jacobs for 5 years in New York City. Now, when two men share a studio apartment, and, you know, you could just sort of take a little hint there that maybe something was a little up. But the bottom line is they didn't come right out and say that that Cuss was gay. I was talking about Mike Tyson. Cuss was a very small part of the story. But I did a part three. I've done three parts of a five-part story thus far at ringtalk.com. The part three story was the Mafia, Cuss D'Amato. I did a video bonus as well. A video of Mike and Cuss before Cuss died back in 1985. Of course, Mike Tyson would go on to win the WBC World Heavyweight title in November 22nd, that horrible day that President Kennedy was killed in 1963. He did this in 1986, and Cuss died, I believe, November 5th, 1985. So Cuss didn't get a chance to see Mike Tyson excel and win the World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, Tyson became the undisputed champion when he knocked out Michael Spinks in that fight once and for all, or once and all fall, whichever way you want to look at it. Of course, that was in 1987. He had the big fight with Carl the Truth Williams in 1989. Took 3 seconds longer to make a liar out of the truth than it did to make a believer out of Michael Spinks. I think he lasted, as I said, 3 seconds longer. But when you look back at the career of Mike Tyson, from that point forward, it sort of just dropped off the scale. I mean, it just did. I mean, He just fell apart. And if you talk to Mike Tyson, like I did in 2006, when he had his last fight with Kevin McBride in Washington, D.C., when he lost to that, and I won't call McBride a bum or anything like that, but McBride's just not a world-class fighter. And when he lost to Kevin McBride, they asked him, hey, Mike, you know, when do you think you lost it? And he said, well, 1989 or 1990. Weren't you guys smart enough to realize that? Well, I was. But, you know, most of the boxing writers nowadays wouldn't know a left hook from a fish hook. I mean, he's no assault on the rest of the boxing media, but let's tell the truth. Most of these guys are boxing fans with no journalism experience. They haven't written for major papers like I have, haven't written for major magazines like I have, don't have a journalism background like I have, wasn't the editor of the school paper and none of that good stuff. The bottom line is they're just guys with keyboards. boxing fans, be it male or female, with keyboards. They got a keyboard, they got a computer. Guess what? They're a boxing writer. And people like Bob Arum and Don King, they're eating this up. You know why? Because they don't have any real journalists challenging them anymore. I mean, nobody asks the questions I used to ask at press conferences. Nobody puts any of these guys on the spot. They're scared to death. They're afraid they're going to get their meal ticket or their press pass or their ability to stand in line to get a free buffet lunch. They're afraid their hot dogs are going to be taken away. And I don't want to name guys, but all the major websites are guilty of that. All of them. I can go down the line, but there's no need in me disrespecting all these different websites because I know they try. But the bottom line is, can I say, I am the man. 27 plus years now, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, talking boxing and MMA. Of course, MMA coming up in hour number two. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll still concentrate on the females when we return after the break. This is the Mighty Tower of Power. Of course, the Tower of Power website is towerofpower.com.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local GNC, Kroger, CVS, Rite Aid, Murphy USA, or Circle K.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're going to find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's going to want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're going to be wasting your time because you're too old.
I don't feel that old.
Well, neither do I, but you don't see me fighting 21-year-olds, do you? It takes about 4 years to train a fighter. How old are you?
31, until my next birthday.
Well, there you go, 31. You wouldn't start training to be a ballerina at 31 now, would you?
I've been working it for 3 years.
and he can't hit his bead bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any balls.
Let the Ozzy brothers say their thing. This is all about women today. Who's that lady? The Ozzy brothers, of course, circa 1974, I believe. Number one hit for them. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Now, here's the problem when you schedule radio shows. And usually I don't come out and say this, but I will. Melissa Hernandez, 16-3-3, 6 KOs. She's not answering the phone, okay? Ada Velez gave me a phone number, 20. She's got 20 wins, 3 losses, and 3 draws with 6 KOs. Her phone's disconnected. So, I mean, this is just like going crazy here this morning. We're trying to get, I guess she's like the godmother of women's boxing right now, Marianne Owen. We'll try to get her on the line in Las Vegas in just a minute. But the bottom line is, you know, I try to set up these shows, and you can only do what your guests will allow you to do. If they don't answer the phone, or if they're not, phones aren't connected or whatever, well, what can you do? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. You can see the latest in podcasts. You can see my latest stories, the whole nine yards. And I believe Miss Owen's ready to rock?
Yes, I'm right here.
How the heck are you?
Hey, what's up? We haven't seen you for a long time.
Yeah, well, you know, when you sued Bob Arum and then you rocked Bob Arum's boat and you beat him in court and things like that, and you're just not all that welcome in Nevada.
Well, you're always welcome for me.
All right, I appreciate that. And how's Butch doing?
He's doing fine. He's right here.
I'm doing great, Pedro. I'm right here.
All right, that's good.
He's actually the one that manages the fighters. I do all the PR and the photography and all the background stuff.
Okay, so why aren't these chicks answering the phone? Melissa Hernandez is not answering the phone, and Ada Velez gave me a phone number, and she texted me back 3 or 4 times. So we have the right number. I've hit the number on the text back. Nobody's answering.
I have no idea. You know what? They all knew about this, and I was texting them, and I called them, and I talked to them on Facebook, and they says, okay, they contacted you. So I don't know. They're both in Florida, so I have no idea what's going on.
Well, when you do get a hold of them, you can tell them that Pedro's not too happy.
Oh, I'm not too happy either, because they needed to be on the show. They are two great champions. So maybe Ada got caught up in her job. You know, she works. And with Melissa, I have no idea what's going on with her.
Okay, well, Melissa, we left 2 messages for her, and we gave her an 800 number to call us back, and she hasn't, so I guess that is on her. But I was talking about some of the history of the game. In 1904, these two chicks fought for a butter dish. Nell Sanders and Rose Harlan fought for a butter dish, and when I tried to put the I asked Miss Knight a little bit earlier in the show, Ava Knight, if she what type of purse she thought they were fighting for. She said $2,000, and I was laughing. It was a butter dish. Can you imagine that, fight for a butter dish?
Yes,
they still are.
But you know what? That's par for the course with anything in women's sports. Women always had to fight for everything that they got in professional sports.
Okay.
So that's nothing new.
All right. Why is it when we look at women's boxing now? I mean, 10, 12 years ago, Christy Martin was the rage. Lucia Riker was a girl she was scared to death of. I mean, Belinda Laraquente, I beat Christy Martin in Las Vegas, didn't get the call. Soumya Anaya, was that, I believe, the Soumya Anaya?
Anani,
she beat Christy clearly on DirecTV, but nobody saw it. So Christy got $200,000 for her next fight, and Amaya got like $8,000 for her next fight. I mean, what happened to women's boxing? It seemed to be on a steady uphill climb, and then all of a sudden it sort of like fell off the face of the earth. You don't see the one women's fight per card that you used to see on a lot of promoters' cards. I know Don Chargan doesn't seem to be using females too often anymore, and he's like the godfather of promoters, having promoted boxing since 1951. What happened to women's boxing?
Well, I think after that historic fight with Christy Martin, you know, a lot of it was going downhill. And then we had Layla Ali, and everything looked really hopeful. But after that, it seemed like, you know, sometimes the matchmakers and some of these promoters really don't know what's going on in women's boxing. It's really worldwide now. I mean, we have a lot of great boxers all over the world. Like in France, we have Anne-Sophie Mathis, who just did that big upset with Holly Holm. So, you know, we have to ask the promoters, like Bob Arum. I'm always chasing him at the fights. And he said, nobody wants to see any women punching each other in the face. Well, you know, it's not a gender, it's a sport.
Well,
you know,
let me tell you this. Bob Arum is an admitted felon. He's admitted to bribing Bob Lee to the tune of $150,000 in a U.S. Department of Justice affidavit, which I possess, which he said I didn't possess. That's why I sued him and got the money that I did get, and it was a five-figure settlement. He's also the man that on his gravestone, his epitaph should read, I was lying yesterday, but today I'm telling the truth. I mean, he honestly said this. So, you know, all he's out for is himself. Obviously, with this Manny Pacquiao situation, the fact that he won't make the biggest fight in boxing history between him and Floyd Mayweather, probably because he knows, in my opinion anyway, at least, that Floyd licks Manny like a stamp. Okay, I don't even think it's a close fight. But I think Bob realizes that, especially after Manny Pacquiao's last two fights. But, you know, people will look at Bob Arum as one of the major players in the game. And, you know, since 1964 or 65, now he's been promoting boxing ever since he did the closed circuit accounting for the Justice Department of the Sonny Liston-Floyd Patterson rematch. I believe that was back in 1962. That's not when he got the boxing bug, per se. He got bit by it. Then he got hooked up with Ali, and he's done some good things early on. But, you know, for the most part, he's just a selfish, mean, old, grumpy man with a lot of facelifts that is concerned about himself and himself only. I mean, he's not concerned about the sport. I mean, I look at Dana White, who another guy that I have, you know, we rumble back and forth. But, you know, Dana, at least in the UFC, is putting money back into a sport. He's sponsoring gyms here and there. He's sponsoring amateur tournaments. He's doing things like that. I mean, when's the last time Bob's donated anything or done anything to further the sport? He's living for today. He's not living for tomorrow.
You know, I don't know about any of that. I'm just kind of trying to push the women's boxing. You're probably more of a professional in that point. I mean, as far as, you know, the politics with the boxing and the MMA. Okay. One thing I do know, boxing, I mean, it seems to me in the last few years has kind of gone downhill, I think because of lack of luster with the fights. I think the women have something different to offer, and I think it would be a good shot in the arm to have some of these women, these great women like Ava Knight, Kalisha West, who is a great champion, on some of these undercards. They have something different to bring to the ring. And I totally don't understand why they don't use the women.
Do you think we could do you know what I think would be successful? I think a monthly card of all-female boxing. I mean, you put together a championship fight, and then you put together three or four fights underneath it. You package it up and you put it on Showtime or ESPN2 or Fuel TV or something like that, maybe even some of the smaller channels. And I think eventually that would really, really, really have a significant impact on the sport and its popularity.
Well, yes, they need to build up the fan base, especially in Las Vegas. Back in the 90s, we used to have all-girls cards here with Montoya. You remember Montoya?
Jimmy Montoya.
Oh, yes, he had all-female cards here at Arizona Charlie's, and it was standing room only. It was great.
Yeah. You know, you talked about Leila Ali earlier, and I've had a lot of interaction with Leila Ali, both as a child and as an adult, and sometimes I still think she's a child. But are you willing to admit that she ran from Ann Wolf?
No, absolutely not. No,
no?
She didn't. And
why not?
Well, because, you know, it was all about the money. From what I understand, Ann Wolf wanted an exorbitant amount, and Leila Ali was the one that was bringing the fan base in. It would have been a great fight. Everyone wanted to see it. But I think it's not up to Leila Ali with that. I mean, it's up to the promoters to settle about who's going to get what. Ali, unfortunately, she has the last name of the famous Ali. So, you know.
Yeah, but that didn't make her a great fighter, though. I mean, you know, I saw her fights. I mean, I was at her fight when she fought in Washington, D.C. on the last Tyson fight, when Tyson fought Kevin McBride in 2006. Mm-hmm. And I asked her at a pre-fight press conference if she was ever going to fight Ann Wolf, and she said, Ann who?
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I personally, I think I'm of the opinion that she ran from Ann Wolf, that Ann Wolf would have beat her so bad, Ann Wolf would have been arrested for domestic violence.
Nope, I don't believe so.
You don't think so?
You know what, everybody? Layla Ali, to me, is a very, very good boxer. She's very talented, she's strong, and she's a boxer. She doesn't look for that one-punch knockout. I like Ann Wolf, nothing personal, but, you know, she drops her hand. She has a lot of bad habits in boxing. And, you know, it's the boxer's going to win. I've seen Layla Ali train over here. I've been at her fights, and she's just that good.
And we've been in
and
the
ring. Yes.
Tell Butch to relax in the background, okay, because it's causing feedback. This is the third time. Please tell him just to relax in the background there.
Underestimate it. Layla Ali to me is a very, very good boxer.
Okay.
I would have had a very hard time with her.
All right, I talked with Miss Knight a little bit earlier about boxing being the 2012 Olympics. Do you have any amateur boxers there that you think could win a gold medal?
We believe Mary Spencer. She's a very good, very, very good boxer, very talented. She's, was she 165 pounds? And just watch out for Mary Spencer in the Olympics. She will win a gold medal.
Okay.
Mandy Baju. Mandy Bajol. They're both from Canada.
Okay.
Two great fighters.
When you look at the fact that MMA has surpassed boxing in popularity, and it hasn't since 2006, I mean, there are more people, the demographics are greater, people are spending more money at the fights, they're holding more events, they're holding more pay-per-view events, they're doing crowds better than 10,000 and 15,000 people. Their last card, I think, did 15,000 people paid, did a $1.7 million gate, that Nick Diaz fight last week in Las Vegas. Some of the women that I've seen on Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championships, I have a whole lot of respect for. Now, not a lot of women boxers have a whole lot of respect for MMA fighters. Why is that?
Well, because you have two different sports. I mean, it's like golf and tennis. You can't compare. They're two very, very different sports. I know both of them. And to answer your question about MMA, that's a much younger fan base also than boxing.
But that's where the money's at. Here's my point. And I just stated it earlier, that Bob Arum is doing nothing to replace the fan base. The average boxing fan is dying. And what I mean is dying literally and figuratively. They're getting old. They're between like 35 to 60 to 75 to 80. When you get fans that old, like horse racing, you have to replenish the fan base.
I agree. And Pedro, would you agree it's the promoters' fight and not the fans' fight?
Well, I agree without a doubt. I mean, I think the Oscar De La Hoya said he was going to make major changes in boxing. I think he changed his underwear and started wearing female underwear, but that's the only change I've seen coming out of Oscar De La Hoya and his promotion of professional boxing. And he and Bob Arum, of course, are at war over certain things. And, you know, you got guys like Manny Pacquiao. I mean, Manny Pacquiao is probably one of the most most recognized boxer in the world, I think, internationally, without question, okay? But when you look at the fact that he has to split his money up between Bob Arum, Golden Boy Promotions, and that guy Kantz in the Philippines, I mean, he's got three cuts coming out of his purse before he even gets paid. This doesn't sound right to me. This sounds like boxing when the mafia ran it.
Right, right. So I don't know about that part of it, but, you know, Manny Pacquiao does, he has the whole country of the Philippines behind him. They love him. He's an icon. But he's not only a boxer, he's also a politician.
Yeah, but that, okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Because he talks out both sides of his mouth. Some days he says he's willing to take less than 50%, says he's willing to take the drug test, and he won't take the drug test. Anyway, Marianne, I want to wish you the very, very best. I want to say hello to Butch. They've been sitting there in the background, but you guys have a good day. You've been great.
Thanks a lot for having the women on. Appreciate it.
Those chicks that didn't make the show. I'm really hot at them, so just you let them know.
I might have been hooked up in her job, so I don't know.
All the best to you, though, and good luck with your future, okay?
Thank you very much, Pedro. Bye-bye.
Mary Ann Owen, folks, boxing publicist. Her husband, her boyfriend, Butch Gottlieb, is the manager, per se, down there in Las Vegas, Sin City, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Of course, this is the first hour of two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink,
who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
I believe that is the Hawaii Five-O theme. Of course, the new Hawaii Five-O is rocking Monday nights, depending on where you are in the country, 8, 9, or 10 p.m. But that last week's episode was probably the most exciting Hawaii Five-O episode I've ever seen in my life. So it was intriguing. The new Hawaii Five-O is a hit. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It is a hit. And, of course, we come back each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and live worldwide on the Internet. You can catch all the information on the show at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. I want to thank Ava Knight for her spending some time with us today. Marianne Owen, who's good to talk female boxing with these ladies that know about female boxing. It was great to wish happy birthday to the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant, who turned 82 years old today. God bless you, Larry. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, for some of you people on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, coming up next will be the MMA Hour right here with Ring Talk Live Worldwide. See you next week.